What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your resident ADHD cheerleader and spiritual explorer. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving into something that often feels like a paradox mindful movement for ADHD brains. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while your body just wants to crash on the couch? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. We've got these amazing, brilliant minds buzzing with ideas and energy, but sometimes it feels impossible to channel that into anything productive, let alone exercise. But trust me, this isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about finding a way to move our bodies in ways that calm the mental storm, bring focus, and actually make us feel good. Think of it like this. Your ADHD brain is like a supercharged engine. It needs outlets, right? We can't just keep that engine revving without fuel and proper direction. Mindful movement gives us those tools. It becomes our way to channel that energy, reduce stress, and find clarity. And the coolest part? It doesn't have to be boring. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we explore this incredible world of mindful movement. First, embrace your individuality. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. We're all different ADHD weirdos with unique preferences and energy levels. Experiment with different activities until you find what sparks joy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hiking in nature, practicing yoga, or even just taking a walk while listening to your favorite podcast. Second, focus on the feeling. It's not about pushing yourself to the limit or achieving some rigid goal. Think of movement as a way to connect with your body and be present in the moment. Notice the sensations, the rhythm of your breath, the feeling of your muscles stretching, the warmth of the sun on your skin. It's all about that mindful connection. Third, find your flow. Remember that zone where you lose track of time because you're completely absorbed in what you're doing. That's called flow state, and it's a powerful tool for managing ADHD symptoms. Activities that engage your creativity, challenge you mentally, and allow for a sense of control can help tap into this state. Think painting, playing an instrument, building something with your hands, anything that gets you lost in the process. Fourth, celebrate small victories. It's easy to get discouraged if we set unrealistic expectations. Remember, consistency is key. Don't beat yourself up for missing a day or having a less than stellar workout. Just acknowledge it, move on, and focus on getting back on track. Every step, every stretch, every mindful moment counts. And finally, embrace the journey. This isn't about reaching some perfect destination, it's about embracing the process of growth and self-discovery. Be patient with yourself, listen to your body, and remember that you're doing amazing work just by showing up. Now let me share a real-world example to illustrate how this can play out. Imagine you've got a big presentation coming up at work. Your mind is racing, your anxiety is through the roof, and procrastination feels like an Olympic sport. Instead of spiraling into chaos, try this. Take a 20-minute walk outside. Focus on your surroundings, the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, the feeling of the wind on your skin. Let those thoughts about the presentation fade away as you get lost in the present moment. This mindful movement can help clear your head, boost your creativity, and even give you fresh insights for your presentation. Then, remember, my beautiful ADHD friends, finding comfort movement isn't a magic trick, it's a practice. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more centered, focused, and energized, ready to tackle anything life throws you away. So go out there, move your body, connect with yourself, and remember that you are strong, capable, and absolutely amazing. Want to share your own mindful movement experiences? Head over to our Instagram page. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.